Amiibo Music is known worldwide as the coolest independent music store, with the biggest, most diverse, and affordable selection of new and used records, CDs, and DVDs found anywhere. With locations in San Francisco's historic Haight-Ashbury district, on Berkeley's Telegraph Avenue, and on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, Amoeba is always where the action is. Visit them online at amoeba.com and get 10% off your order when you enter the shopping code NOISE10. That's NOISE10 at checkout.
Welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming at you from Different First Studios in San Francisco, California. And there's a ton of killer new music out, so we're hitting you with back-to-back Noisemakers episodes. If you haven't already, check out our April Noisemakers mix in the iTunes episode archives for 7 recent tracks that should definitely be in your rotation. We'll also have a live episode out in 2 weeks from a live Noisemakers event we did in April with all East Bay artists, so def keep that on your radar. Lots in store here. For now, we've got 6 new songs for your listening pleasure, and I've said this a lot in the past, but one thing that we really pride ourselves on this podcast is musical and cultural diversity, and this mix, like all of our other ones, celebrates that for sure. So lock in, because here comes our Noisemakers mix, May. I almost put a Chastity Belt track on the last episode, but their new album's not out till June, so we've got plenty of time. This track that we're gonna play is called Different Now. Chastity Belt are 4 amazingly talented women from Seattle. They played our South by Southwest showcase. The new album's called I Used to Spend So Much Time Alone. It's out June 6th on Hardly Art. This is a great band. This is a great track. Here's Chastity Belt with Different Now. Thank you. That was Chastity Belt with Different Now. Geotic is the more ambient project of Will Wiesenfeld from Baths. He says where Baths is more active, Geotic is more passive, and it totally works. This is really chilled out electronic that you can put on and vibe out to. The newest Geotic album is called Abysma, and it's out now on my very favorite label, Ghostly International. If you've dug on Baths in the past, Geotic's definitely up your alley. Peep the album. Here's the lead single, Actually Smiling by Geotic. Thank you. That was Giotic with Actually Smiling. So I stumbled onto this Bay Area three-piece called Houses of Heaven literally yesterday, and they have a debut four-track EP called Remnant coming out on May 19th, and it's on an intriguing experimental label called Felt, and that's Felt, F-E-L-T-E. I'm about to play a track called Almost Hidden by Houses of Heaven, and it's got this dark, industrial, chilly krautrock feel along the lines of bands like Coal Cave or Black Marble. I'm totally feeling it. This is Almost Hidden by Houses of Heaven. That was Houses of Heaven with Almost Hidden. Tops is a most excellent band from Montreal. They have the sweetest, smoothest, retro, like chilled out, wavy, psychedelic pop vibe. And they've got a new album out in June called Sugar at the Gate on Arbitus Records. Arbitus is a great label. This is the same label that put out killer releases from other Montreal artists that you might have heard of, like Grimes, you may have heard of her, Braids, Lydia Ainsworth, and Magical Clouds. Arbitus Records kicks ass. About to play the first single off the new album. This is Petals by Tops. Shabazz Palaces is always made really ambitious, abstract, avant-garde, and just downright interesting hip-hop. And if you're not in the know, Shabazz Palaces is the solo project of Ishmael Butler, who you might know as Butterfly from Diggable Planets, and he's about to put out his third LP on Sub Pop Records. And this track, Shine a Light, features Quasars and Thadalak, and it's hands down the most accessible offering that Shabazz Palaces has put down yet. It grabbed me right away. Here's Shine a Light by Shabazz Palaces.
Shine a light on the boss for them lost gems. Often it's thought that I'm lost in, weighing out what all this chance taking's costing. Sliding corner by more law enforcement, feeling like I'm riding with the four horsemen.
That was Shine a Light by Shabazz Palaces. I haven't been this excited for release all year. Nick Hakim is a Brooklyn-based electronic soul singer, producer. He's originally from DC. He's a Chilean and Peruvian descent, and his music is like somewhere between Unknown Mortal Orchestra morphed with James Blake. His full-length debut is called Green Twins. It's coming out May 19th on ATO Records, and this dude is the truth. Here's the album's title track, Green Twins by Nick Hakim. Peace.
I watch life inside of you grow, every month a little bit bigger. All the things that bothered you so made me smile and go crazy. I wanted to start it with you. Someone said we ain't ready. I admit inside me lived fear I never wanted to show you.
Yeah.
That was Green Twins by Nick Hakim. Thanks for tuning into our main Noisemakers mix. And if you have a second to spare, please go rate us on iTunes or drop us a comment if you're feeling extra saucy. And it sounds like a formality, but it really helps us get the podcast heard by more people. Thanks in advance. This episode was recorded at Different First Studios in the heart of San Francisco's Mission District. The Noise Pop Podcast is produced by Colin Peden. Our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig, and admin support for this episode was provided by Megan Mayer. We'll be out in 2 weeks with our Noisemakers East Bay Live episode, and I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers.
This episode of the Noise Pop Podcast is powered by Do the Bay, the best resource for finding out what's going on in the Bay Area and beyond. Curated by locals for locals, Do the Bay is the number one event site in the Bay Area. Win tickets to hundreds of events, secret shows, exclusive parties, and more. Visit dothebay.com or download the free Do Stuff app and start
doing awesome stuff.